Disaster preparedness speaks of the challenges of his role helping refugees and dealing with natural disasters.
There is more preparedness that is needed to be built up. For example, we needed to monitor the weather together to be able to share information, even equipment, because these disasters are not simple boundaries.
Major concern is expressed by aid agencies as Zimbabwe's government suspends their activities in the country. And songs of praise for Barack Obama, the first black man to secure a nomination as the presidential hopeful of the Democratic Party in the United States. And as usual, we'd love to hear your views, so please share them by our text number 4477862085. But first, we head to the Democratic Republic of Congo, the next destination for the UN Security Council, which is conducting a tour of Africa. It follows a 2-day stopover in Chad. But the complexities of the conflict in the DRC are not strange to the Security Council, which has its largest peacekeeping mission, MONUC, posted there. Upkeep of the force is costing the UN an estimated $1 billion a year. But though costly, maintaining stability there is key for the region, but so far elusive. Eastern Congo poses the biggest challenge, and this is their first port of call today. Our correspondent Arnold Zeitman is in Goma, the regional capital, and reports on what's at stake.
Nearly a million people have sought refuge in camps outside the regional capital Goma last year. Some are expected to be visited by the UN ambassadors, but they are the main victims of the conflict, and many have lost faith in the United Nations. Indeed, though most of the fighting has stopped, the UN mission in the Congo, MONUC, and its 17,000 peacekeepers have not managed to create security.